Cordelia Okpe, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, you are a multimedia host and producer in Nigeria, your homeland, with a fierce love for it and its culture. When did that passion all begin?
Well, I'd say from when I was a little girl, because my father was a radio TV producer, and he had done a lot of cultural things, traveling around the region we grew up, and I saw how it affected people, how people loved it, how students were coming from different schools to ask for his scripts, to ask him questions. And Nigeria has very beautiful culture spread around, so it's a childhood thing.
A wonderful one, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. When did you realize that broadcasting was also your platform?
I really can't say this date or that because as a child, I was growing up inside of it. So basically everybody in the house had something to do with the radio. But there was this day somebody asked me or told me, you should be on radio. I think I was 11 or 13 because I had told him, good evening. And I was like, what? Who are you? I said, oh, this and that is my father. I said, no, I will tell your father you have to be a broadcaster. I'm like, okay. But somewhere along the line, yes. And here I am.
It stuck. And what a wonderful story. So between then and now, where has your journey taken you since you got hooked on it?
Well, I think it's taken me wherever I allow it to, because sometimes I have this little weakness of developing cold feet sometimes. I know there are things I could be doing more than I'm doing now. So if I permit it, I'm sure further than I could ever imagine. Maybe own my own radio station, have a syndicated talk show, but big on TV, more of TV. That's where I'm really looking at, you know, not just coasting, but eventually going off in a blaze of glory.
It sounds like you are a blaze of glory, I think. And so, yes, you should continue then.
Thank you.
So how would you describe your mission in life? I understand it is to share your things over the airwaves and the television waves. What's the mission? What's your point?
Well, I would say my major mission is to touch lives. Because I grew up believing that a broadcaster is a change agent. I can change everybody. I can make you do what I want you to do. But I could suggest positive things. So my mission is to change as much as possible the realities people hold right now, especially the negative realities. Offer them positive realities, you know, based on natural truths. So that is my mission. Be a change agent. It may sound cliche, but it's always the truth. Every day we see that people need to change sometimes. And yes, people do change, sometimes not for the good, for the worse, not even for the bad. So that still is my mission, right from when I was young, maybe till eternity.
And you love what you do. And that's, that's something very, very important. So what does your personal skill set and this arsenal of media connections that you do have, that you have acquired, what does that allow you to do in the regard of being the change maker?
Well, what I would say is I'm a talker. When I say talker, not just in quotes, I talk. I talk for a living. So that's my major skill. And I think I'm a bit witty.
Yeah. I'll give you that, yes.
So that helps, you know. Talking for a living teaches me how to teach people how to talk for a living. So that is one major skill set I'm able to use, teaching people to talk at a particular point, place, time, and things like that. I do that. I try to do that with young people too. And in the process of doing that, try to present to them what the future could hold. If you go in this path, I've gone there before, I've gone through that path, this is where it could lead you. So why not you think this way instead of this way? So I do that too. Having worked with a lot of celebrities, the music industry and all that, I'm able to help younger artists too, help them with their sound. I listen. I tell you, this could, this couldn't fly, or this could fly. So basically, the listening bit and the talking bit are the major tools I work with.
And to know when to balance the two also.
Yes.
Good for you, and you do it well.
Thank you.
Okay, we met a few weeks ago right here at WBOI when your friend Lukman, a station supporter and Fort Wayne resident, brought you in to just check things out, which we will forever appreciate. So how does it compare to your own radio world, the tiny little nutshell that you could see of us in our world?
Well, where I was before now is a public station just like yours. But then I think they could do more. But personnel, oh, we have great presenters who understand their domain, understand the topics they handle. Same thing I've seen here. And another thing, just like you, they tackle and handle a lot of programming, which most of the stations don't do anymore. So in-depth production, programming, and all that, that still flies very well where I'm coming from. And that I see same thing you have here, and I think the world needs it. It's not all about music and entertainment. If it's all about music and entertainment, we lose our culture. We'll lose a lot of things. So these two, I see that as a connector, which I truly cherish. So coming here and seeing what you're doing, it makes me remember what we do back home. And I'm like, okay, guys, you're not doing badly after all. You know, so thank you for the opportunity.
I am so happy to hear you say that. Thank you for the compliment, to be sure. And we are in this together. Yeah. Around that world, we are in this together. So you and I do share a passion for exploring common threads through the music and the wise words and the cultural things that are happening. I call one of the projects that I do folk tales, and I know you work on proverbs as your vehicle. So what do you hope to bring to light in those offerings, and what's it all about with you and proverbs?
Growing up, one of the major programs my father had was called Words of Wisdom, and it gave birth to the book I use on my program. I come from a place where, just like your place, we're storytellers. We tell stories, music, and all that. We have very melodic music from where I am from. So that gave to the love I have for Proverbs, because I realized way back that people listened a lot to it. People learned a lot of lessons. A way of talking to people without judging them, without being too harsh. You drop it, they listen, and they think about it. So I thought to myself, I wanted to do something. I tried this and that, but family, Lukman, everybody, why don't you just even look through the book? I'm sure you'd see something. I said, okay, why not, if not? And so I started with the proverb thing, and it turned out to be a very good vehicle. People see themselves in some of these proverbs because in their own languages, they have those proverbs. Virtually all tribes in Nigeria have proverbs. In Things Fall Apart, Chinua Achebe said that proverbs are the palm oil with which words are eaten. So they decorate our language, and at the same time, they're teaching us things we need to know. So as a change agent, in quotes, I see it as a major vehicle of pushing forward those positive things our elders held dear that we should still hold dear because they help to make life better.
Well put. And storytelling, as a matter of fact, has always been essential to our life in the radio world. It's trending world round. Everybody has a story to tell, needs their story to tell. Why do you think that need is growing right now?
Because people want to be heard. Everybody would like to be heard. People would want to have their stories, making headlines and so on. So you find some even cooking up stories that never took place. Why? We want to be appreciated. People are also tired of having other people tell their own stories. You have your own little gadget, so why don't you tell your story yourself? People understand better now that storytelling is a way of documenting their own lives and the lives of people around them. And once it's online, it's there forever. So even when I'm not here, remember me. So it's a thing of maybe personal validation too. The right to speak. So people are using it. But I have a quarrel sometimes when your right to your story is infringing on another person's story. That I do not buy into. Trying to tell people's stories when they are dying, when you should be helping them instead. You are in quotes documenting something. That bit of it I don't like. But you sharing your own story. Letting the world see you where you want the world to see you, I think that is beautiful. We'll always do it knowing that when you cross the line, you'll be hurting another person's story.
A lot of it's about respect.
Yes,
and respect. That's something that you, of course, take with you every day on your journey and carry through your stories and your broadcasting.
Yeah, amen to that.
What do you feel are the most important issues that you need to address? I know that's a tough question, but generally speaking, what is it in this 21st century that you really need to say to people?
Respect. Respect, love, good love, pure love covers a lot of sin. We know that saying. So when we love one another, a lot of the nonsense happening wouldn't happen. When you love people, you'd respect them. So that's a major thing I'm pushing. It sounds old-fashioned, but love can never go out of fashion.
That's a good point, and you make it sound easy, and it's not easy.
It's not. It's really very difficult, because every day people are becoming more awful. awful people everywhere. Why? There is a form of loneliness in our hearts. So people try to bring others down to make them feel good. People judge other people harshly because they are covering something in their own lives. But when there is love, you give room for other people's shortcomings. You learn to forgive, learn to move on. So that's one main thing I'm trying. For myself too. I'm trying to see how much I could also love. Because it's difficult. It's really difficult. That's why I quarrel sometimes with motivational speakers, inspirational speakers. They want to make everything look simple. They want to make everything look as if, I've done it. You can do it. Oh, come on. It's not that easy. But if you can, try.
And practicing what you preach as well as practicing makes
what you
purpose.
Preach.
Yeah.
Barry White, right?
Yes.
That song, I love it. Practice what you preach.
Great point.
Thank you.
Now, back home, they call you Lady C, and it seems like you have a mic on the pulse of that street beat, and you are Lady C. Do you like that name?
I do, because honestly, I give myself the name. I had to start a Pidgin English program, and I said, what do I do? I need to differentiate a bit Cordelia and my persona on the Pidgin English program. So, okay, Lady C. Because I've never had an alias until I had that program, you know. So Lady C became the new me.
And last question, Lady C. We understand what you mean to your fans and followers world round and the good that you can do and have done and will continue to do. Now, from your heart, what do you get from this labor of love that you cannot get anywhere else?
Simple question, but big. What do I get? Should I say fulfillment? Should I say gratitude? I think the feeling of gratitude. Because if the listener doesn't put on the radio or tunes off once I appear on TV, I talk to myself. But the fact that listeners, viewers, take time off to watch, listen to me, it makes me feel, you know, it's a feeling of love. Every time somebody tells me, oh, I listened, oh, I watched, thank you for saying this or that, I feel blessed because people have given me that opportunity. The feeling you get that somebody somewhere is being touched by what you're doing is 100%.
Cordelia Okpe is a multimedia host and producer in Nigeria, known to her fans as Lady C. Cordelia, what a treat to share your story with our listeners. Safe travels and carry the gift.
Thank you very much for having me, Julia, and hopefully I'll visit again. Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.